USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A lawyer for former President Donald Trump previously signed a statement stating all classified documents held at Mar-a-Lago Resort had been returned. The declaration was signed after the Justice Department's top counterintelligence official visited the residence on June 3rd. The former president claims all the documents taken during Monday's raid were declassified. A suspect is in custody for two separate incidents in Pennsylvania that left at least two people dead and over a dozen injured. Pennsylvania State Trooper Anthony Petrosky saying the incidents took place shortly after one another.
Troopers and officers discovered multiple people injured along with one individual deceased. Shortly thereafter, Pennsylvania State Police Shikshini received a call of a male that was physically assaulting a female in Neskebeck Borough, Luzerne County.
USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Congress has passed the Democrat social spending package called the Inflation Reduction Act, which is a slimmed-down version of the Build Back Better bill. The legislation tackles health care, climate, and taxes, along with billions of dollars in funding for the IRS. Florida Republican Congressman Carlos Jimenez tells Fox News how he feels about the Democrats' proposal and providing additional resources to the tax enforcement agency.
They have a bold-faced lie that they're not going to be auditing people under $400,000 that make under $400,000 a year. And the JCT has estimated that actually about over 80% of the audits are going to be on people making under $200,000 a year.
At least two people are dead after heavy rains drenched Las Vegas last week. The rescuers pulling two men from a flood channel, the storm dumping over a half inch of rain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about five times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Questions continue to swirl regarding the recent FBI raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida. Despite the recent unsealing of the warrant and property receipt regarding the search, now some are calling for the affidavit involved in obtaining the search warrant to be released. Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden candidly tells Fox News Live, while the GOP supports federal law enforcement, he believes the issue boils down to trust.
Republicans are not attacking frontline members of the FBI. We back the blue. We support the frontline men and women who do everything they can to protect our nation. We applaud their work. But at the top, at the FBI, the head of the FBI, there is malfeasance, I believe. I believe that they have pursued this president. They have failed to pursue other very obvious threats, and so they have no credibility, and it's a shame.
The 82nd annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally is winding down in South Dakota. Thousands of bikers are heading home after the 10-day gathering, which was highlighted by parties and even a few dozen weddings. In its latest Sturgis rally tally, the South Dakota Department of Public Safety indicated that there were fewer crashes and crimes overall this year. The agency saying officers wrote around 900 citations for various offenses since the 6th of August. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.